Hey, how are you, you stupid little bitch?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I love how you just answer, just completely. Let's ignore being called a stupid little bitch. Jimmy is not here tonight. Sitting in his place is nobody, because he's a stupid little bitch. How was the trip? It was good?
It was very good.
You went up there?
Great time, yep.
Did it rain like shit fuck up there, though, or no?
No, it was great. Great weather until Sunday when we were breaking down all our shit.
And then we got
poured on.
Dump on your shit, you fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, god damn it. You know what's great about kids is I look over at the table and there's just barbecue sauce dumped out on my fucking table. And I'm like, what is this? Fucking barbecue sauce on the table, man. I didn't even see it. I bet you I've been putting stuff on it and crap all weekend. This is the Brass Show. Little kids. I love them, but Christ. Another installment in the never-ending saga of two middle-aged dudes. We're not middle-aged. We're still young. We're pups.
Yeah, we're close to middle-aged.
Yeah, we're on our way.
We're pretty much there.
Pot it down and just let them know that we exist. Yeah, man, with the remote episodes, I hate doing them, but I'm so tired.
Right.
So what? Tired. I don't know. You don't sound good.
I don't sound good?
Yeah, you sound like you're on the phone. You don't sound like you're on a podcast.
Well, I am on a podcast.
But you're on the phone.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so run me through it. You jumped in a car.
All right, jumped in my car. I drove to Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
Hopped in a car with my friend, and then we drove an hour and 40 minutes north to southwestern New Hampshire, a little bit over the border of Massachusetts, to a town called Richmond.
Richmond, New Hampshire.
Correct.
All right. And how was that?
We stayed at a campground, and it was pretty awesome.
Nice. And the Biscuits rocked it. It was a great show. I'm sure it was fantastic as usual, right?
Oh, it was great. Both shows were great, but second set, second night, takes the cake.
All right. Well, that's great. I mean, that's usually what they should do, is they should do, like, one kind of a standard set, and then they really need to wow the audience and be like, yeah, we got our money's worth on the very last of the shit. So... well, good. Good. I'm glad that it worked out for you. Pour vu. Si vous plaît. Yeah. Oui, oui.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, the campground was like 20 minutes away from the venue. It...
go on.
Bro.
So you had to like drive every time you went back to music, or did you just, was it 20 minutes on foot?
On foot? No. It's a 20-minute drive to the venue, and we're out in the sticks of New Hampshire, so there's no...
no Uberinos?
No Ubers, no.
Ugh, that's awful.
But we had a good time and took it easy. It was good.
Yeah, I'd make do with that scenario, but I want to get cocked off my rocker and having a drive to and from, I don't know. You didn't give me that detail that there would be a 20-minute drive. Was that a surprise for you, or did you just...
Well, no, I knew there was a 20-minute drive, but I didn't know that I wouldn't be able to get an Uber.
Oh.
So that was the surprise.
Welcome to the sticks. Yeah, that's how it works out there. That's how it works out there. Yeah, let me give you a little rundown. So we do half-day Fridays... throughout the summer at my job. We work 4 9s in a row, and then, you know, at noon on Friday, we're out of there. But I actually did, like, probably a 50-hour week, because I got a phone call from a guy in Bridgeport, and I work in Manchester, and he's like, help me, I need the keys. I'm like, you do? What do you need the keys for?
I need my keys and my shoes and my glasses.
I need my keys and my shoes and my glasses, goddammit. So I felt like doing this guy a charity thing. I knew that this hurricane was coming, and he was like, please, please, I need help. So I went to him. Didn't know I'd be trapped in 95 North traffic for a solid 3 hours.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
Pretty whack, but I bill per hour, and it was lucrative for me to sit there. And I've got all sorts of proof that it took me forever and everything, so... Yeah,
I hate traffic, but if you're on the clock, like, whatever.
Yeah, getting paid per mad cheddarino to just kind of be like, you know, some guy from Massachusetts flipped me off, and I was just like, I'm paid per hour, bro. Have a nice wherever the fuck you're going. Because it didn't occur to me that everybody in the area was going to be jettisoning, I can't even fucking say the word. They were leaving New York City in droves, they were, because they thought it was going to be a bad storm or whatever. So mad New York plates everywhere. Plus, they all just leave anyway, I think, every weekend. It's like, fuck this city. We're out.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny?
Absolutely. We're on a podcast, so let's...
All right. So I'm at the show, and me and my friend meet this dude. It ends up being from Massachusetts. And he brings up the fact that people from Massachusetts think Connecticut drivers are shitty.
Yeah.
And I had to tell him, like, no, you guys are the shitty drivers.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
And then what happened? Did you start a fight or?
No, he just laughed about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you suck. No, you fucking suck. No, you suck. I could see that escalating to blows, but nothing happened.
No, we just laughed about it.
Word. Well, I'd like to give you a little rundown of what happened after Friday.
Do it.
So after Friday, when I got home after the hours of bullshit in the Bridgeport traffic on 95 and all the horseshit that went down, it felt like the world was going to end. Every time we have one of these fucking hurricanes, everybody's like, drink! Just get drunk immediately. So I made myself a steak. I got myself a 12-pack of Guinness. And then I called our buddy Genesis, and I proceeded to yak on the phone with this dude for like 3 hours.
Nice.
And we were just laughing about the past, all the bullshit that happened in like, the early part of the turn of the century and how wild we were. And it turns out I remember a lot of shit that he doesn't, which is like typical with legend people. Hey, remember when this happened? No, I don't have at all. I believe you, but you know, did a bunch of that. Got really cocked, right?
All right.
So I'm on Facebook and Facebook's like, hey, Method Man and Red Man are coming to Foxwoods Casino. So I'm like, Genesis, we're going to get backstage and hang out with Method Man and Red Man. That was my immediate goal. Because, as you know...
How are you going to make that happen?
Well, I know Pei Swan from The Outsiders, and he's...
Is he playing that show?
No, he wasn't playing the show, but he knows Red Man really well.
Huh.
Yeah, the dude's been like, hey, I'll introduce you to Red Man. Come out to New Jersey like 3 times. It's never happened. So, I hit up Pei Swan. Last time I talked to Pei Swan, we had like... a mini beef. It wasn't like a big beef, but I, you know, it's one of those like mini beefs where if you just like pretend it didn't happen, it's squashed, I think. So I reached out to him. I'm like, yo, I'm thinking about checking out the Method Man and Red Man show. Can you let me know? And he was like, I'll try. And I was like, that's all I need, man. I just need an attempt. Please. Yeah. So
you're telling me there's a chance.
So yeah. Damn it, I got the thing fucking turned all the way down. I meant to... Yeah, there's a chance.
No, that should have been a clap. That should have been the cheer.
Well, what I'm getting at is that I did not meet Method Man or Red Man. I didn't even go to the fucking show.
Now hit the wah, wah, wah.
Well, it's too late. I already did it. Because I was explaining that it was a fucking dud of a situation to begin with anyway, but... Yeah, so I ended up hanging out with Genesis all weekend, man. I was I went to his house, picked him up. We went to Mystic.
Where'd you go?
All over Mystic, just drinking at random bars.
Nice, bar hopping?
Yeah, at like noon. We were pretty schlitzed by 1:30. Yeah, I ended up buying the bartender a shot. I'm like, hey, man, we can't do this alone. You got to take the shot with us. I don't know why I was being so reckless with my money at that moment, but I was. I don't care. You got to spread the wealth a little bit. I had a good couple weeks, man. I mean, money just kind of came in, you know, so
yeah,
fuck it. And when I say I was irresponsible with my dough, let's just say that I made an extra $1,500 and I spent another two. I don't know why I'm saying my money. I'm going to bleep all that out, I think. No, I'm not. Nobody listens to this shit anyway.
You do you, boo-boo.
Yeah, you do you. Act like you're broke, bro. You're poor. Anybody asks you how much money you got? I know, man. I'm broke. I'm broke as fuck. Broke. I have nothing. I wake up with shit in my pockets because I shit in my pants when I sleep. I ain't got nothing. So was it like a crazy ride up that way or what?
No, the drive there was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was chill.
Nice and scenic. Like once we got over the Massachusetts border, we drove over this dam called the Tully Dam.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. Is it nice view?
Nice big dam. Is weed legal up there? Like it is here? Yeah. No?
No. Nope.
Yeah, live free or die, my fucking asshole.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a slogan?
Weed is not legal, but we drove and saw a sign that said 18 or younger must wear seatbelt. Everybody else, it's like, doesn't matter.
What a fucking retarded place. Oh, yeah, weed's illegal, but hey, if you're over 18, die tragically if you want. That's fucking stupid, man.
I know.
Yeah. You don't have to wear a seatbelt.
They got a lot of signs with, like, big mooses on them. Like, yeah. Watch out. Don't hit a fucking moose.
Yeah. It's like a deer with the muscle structure of a bear.
A deer that's, like, 10 feet tall. Basically a tank.
Yeah.
So a
deer, like, that took steroids.
If you hit a deer, it's going to kind of fuck your car up and kind of, like, shoot off to the side. But if you hit a moose,
yeah,
you're fucked.
A lot of people die every year from hitting deer, too.
Oh, you know, if they come through your windshield and yep. start
kicking, like your head is just brr, 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 like a watermelon getting kicked by a little
just like
giraffe horse.
Punching bags.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like Brian Macy hitting the papata, 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 papata. Fuck you, that's your face at 3 a.m. And the police come up and just, they're choking back laughter at your dead ass. It's like, who dies from a deer? I don't know.
Actually,
I don't think the cops
it probably happens quite a bit.
Yeah, it probably happens so much.
Well, not a lot, but more than we think.
Somebody who listens to this podcast is upset now because they're remembering their friend that died tragically. That reminds me of my, you know, my friend. Fuck you, you stupid little bitch. So the drive up there is only an hour and a half, huh? I thought it would be longer than that.
Well, it was 40 minutes to Danielson, and then it was another hour and 40 up to New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense to me. I did a show up in Manchester, not Connecticut, where I work, but Manchester, New Hampshire, where I performed at some bar as a rapper, and people liked it. It was a long time ago, though. So, yeah. I don't know. I bet you I could go up there again and perform, but there's like, for who? You know? People aren't really into hip-hop up there, I don't think.
How do you know?
Well, it's New Hampshire, man.
Dude, people like hip-hop everywhere.
I know. There is one rapper I know from New Hampshire by the name of Lyric. He was pretty good. I was actually impressed with him. He wasn't a very good battle rapper, though. Now that I'm older and wiser, I have learned that there's two kinds of MCs. There are MCs that do music, such as myself, and then there are battle rappers, and yeah. Sometimes battle rappers make good music, but none of the people in the audience want to hear. They're not there for music. It's just the sad state of affairs of battle rap, you know? It's just, they want to hear.
I mean, people that want to hear battle rap will go to see battle rap, but most people just want to see a show, like entertainment.
Right. They want to see somebody lose. They want to see somebody win and be triumphant. They want somebody to, they want like a good battle where like they can debate with their stupid friend who really won, you know? I think this guy won. No, no way. That line about the that. Fuck battle rap, man. Waste of life, some, that shit
is. Some people aren't about the competition. They just want to see a good show.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. I mean, I want to see a, you know, I've replaced wanting to see battle rap with just stand-up comedy. Because the only times I was ever really happy whenever I was seeing a rap battle as an audience member was if one of those guys was hilarious and tearing down the other guy. Like, being funny. Being funny is how I would win rap battles. That's how I would do it. Whenever I got the dub, it was definitely because I was a funny guy and racist as much as I possibly could be, you know, in a comedic way, you know, not that trailer park shit that some people do with racism. I'm talking like witty observation racism. That's just, you know, edgy enough. You know, I'm not like a real racist guy, but I digress.
All right. Top three stand-up comedians, go.
God damn it. Louis C.K., Bill Burr, and Andrew Dice Clay. I don't know why I threw Andrew Dice Clay in there. I don't think he's anything. I just answered as quickly as I could.
I'll say Jim Jeffries, Bill Burr.
Little Boy Blue. He needed the money. Yeah, I would actually put Jim Jeffries in the...
Louis C.K. He's at third.
Yeah, he's really funny. I wish he didn't, like, you know, show his penis to the wrong people and piss him off, you know? dude, that guy was on top, man. He had a hit TV show. Now it's like he doesn't exist. His voice got replaced in that The Secret Life of Pets cartoon. They completely took his ass out of that. That's bad, man. If they redub, we're taking him out. You're the voice now. Like, I watched that movie when it first came out with my son. Whenever The Secret Life of Pets came out. Let's say it was like 2013. The whole shebang fell to pieces, I think, the last year of my marriage, like a year after that or whatever. And then they did a sequel and they replaced him there, which, yeah, that makes sense because it's a sequel. But then they went back and they actually dubbed him out. That's fucked up to me. You know?
Yeah, it's he got canceled. Honorable mention to Nate Bargatze.
Who the fuck is Nate Bargatze?
Look him up, dude. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you know who I really think is fucking funny right now?
Who?
And always have throughout all the years is Jim Norton. You know Jim Norton?
Oh, Jim, yeah.
Yeah, the little shrimpy, bird-faced weasel. I like him, though. I have to insult him in my mind when I see him. Because I'm a true fan of the Jim Norton. I'm a Jim Norton. Big Opie and Anthony fan from back in the day. I used to listen to him all the time. I've got, you know, it's weird. When you listen to somebody on the radio a bunch, you kind of get an insight into their life to a certain extent.
Jim Norton was on Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, it was third mic.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it was Opie and Anthony.
How do I not know that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've played you some Opie and Anthony clips over the years. But
yeah, I know Opie and Anthony. I didn't know that Norton was on there.
Yeah, he was constantly on there all the time. You know, wow. It was like his gig.
It must have been after I stopped listening.
No, because they only did the first. They did the, oh, God, what was it? WNEW or something? Dubba-doo-any-dubba-doo. Remember that radio station from Long Island?
I thought they were on like 103.7 The Rock or something.
No, they didn't syndicate out here. They were on The Wolf, I think, for a little while. So you could actually get them over the loop. But they were satellite radio guys. And during the entire satellite radio run that they had, it was, I think they did a solid 10 years. I don't know. What really happened there was Anthony Cumia, the Anthony of the Opie and Anthony show, got fired for saying he wanted to, like, you know, all right. So he was in Manhattan at night, drunk at like 3 a.m., taking pictures of people just in the street.
Okay.
You know, allegedly they were prostitutes. I don't think he was soliciting them, but he was taking pictures.
He took a picture of a prostitute?
Whatever. Yeah, a black lady got mad at him and, like, punched him in the head.
Oh,
so, my God. Yeah, so she was, like, apparently a behemoth of a giant woman. She clocks this guy, and so Anthony Cumia is, you know, I don't think he's racist to the extent of, like, give this guy the KKK hood and, you know, he's going to set fire to a cross on somebody's front lawn somewhere or anything wacky like that. But he definitely has some opinions that are kind of out there. You know, I've cringed at some shit that he said over the years listening to Opie and Anthony or whatever. And yeah. So what happened was this lady clocked him in the head, punched him, and he took a picture of her, you know, got punched.
Afterwards?
No, got the other way. I'm sorry, Quentin Tarantino'd that for you. It happened.
Oh, you took the picture, got punched.
Yes, thank you. My brain isn't working because I'm so fucking tired. That's why I never want to do these podcasts when I'm tired. So got snuffed. And then went to Twitter and was like, these N-words, this, fuck,
oh, no.
Heard that, and SiriusXM saw it and fired him from the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh,
Opie from the Opie and Anthony show, he's not a total hack. He definitely had some funny moments on the show, but he's no Anthony Cumia. You know what I mean? So
you think he was the powerhouse of the two?
No, Anthony was the powerhouse of the two.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. He was the one worth listening to out of the whole group. I think he's funnier than Jim Norton. So when the Opie and Anthony firing happened, it was all up in the air. They actually went, it happened over the 4th of July weekend that year. I can't remember if it was like 2014 or 15. I don't know. But, yeah, now Anthony Cumia he's like an internet guy like us. He just has a following because he was already famous. And he set up shop in his basement. Now he just makes money on his own. Opie, that piece of shit, did not stand by Anthony one iota, as he would say.
Well, maybe he wasn't cool with what he said.
Well, it came out after all that shit that... They hated each other for years. They were barely holding the show together. His firing was an excuse for him to go out on his own and do his own radio show. That's how he talks. My radio show. And that's what it is. That's what it was. And it's over. So now Anthony Cumia probably is raking in at least probably $1 million a year. Having people subscribe to his own shit. Oh, by the way, we're going to figure out how to have people subscribe soon and actually get the show off the ground.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll make a little money finally, I think. You know, we got to just keep plugging away. We got to keep hitting these mocks, Chimmy. We got to keep hitting these mocks. But yeah, now Opie, you know what he does? This is how he broadcasts to the world. After having multi-million dollar deals and SiriusXM and all that kind of shit, this guy now likes to point his webcam at the ocean from his beach house, and he just does what we're doing now. You know what I mean? He just talks.
Oh, but it's a view of the ocean behind him?
Yeah, but he's not entertaining. He just talks to himself. Like, I need you to do this show. Because you're entertaining to me. You know, I make you laugh sometimes, and that keeps things going. That's just a dude rambling to himself. I remember back in the days, blah, 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 and it's all disjointed, and it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, you need a combo, you and me, and then occasionally guests.
Yeah, occasionally a guest or a third mic. I want Genesis to come on, but I was drinking beer at his house with him Saturday night. We were cocked, and I'm like, yeah, you got to come do the show. And he's like, I don't know about doing that shit, because I don't.
Why is he standoffish?
Well, you got to think about it, man. Normal people don't like to blither blather into the nothing. I mean, we just are blasting ourselves out whatever bizarre ideas occur to us, just blah, 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 blah. And, like, the idea of doing that to, like, a normal, I mean, it's Genesis. I don't know how fucking normal he is, but you know, to like your day-to-day person, that's like a terrifying idea, you know? I mean, I had to talk you into doing it.
And I was kind of nervous at first, but whatever, fuck it, we're just talking.
Yeah, you're starting to get used to it. And the way it is you just pretend that you're talking to your buddy, and you know, there's maybe...
I am talking to my buddy.
No, I know.
Not pretending.
I know, but you pretend that there's not, you know, like 125 people listening to this or whatever, you know? It's just you and me. You know, if you start thinking like, oh, there's 100 people plus listening, it's a little nerve-wracking. Nobody listens to us on YouTube. Our fucking YouTube numbers are shit. I knew that
really?
Was going to happen. This is why I don't like doing the remote ones, because people try to call me when I fucking have you on the phone. That was actually Genesis. You want to see if we can get Genesis on the line?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm just going to pop him in. Guess what? You're going to be on the show. Hold on one second here. How do I fucking...
That's sick.
How do I get him on? One sec. One second. All right, audience, we're doing it now. I'm gonna merge the calls. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Just so you know, we're recording a podcast and now you're on it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who's me? You and Jeff?
Oh, it's me and Chimmy. Chimichanga.
Chimichimura.
Yep.
What's up, bro?
Well, now it's a party. Party over here.
What's that fucking shit we put on Brazil and fucking steaks? Chimichurri.
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 Yeah. Look up recipes, man. That's Jim Chimura. You got to just say it different. But chimichurri. It's delicious.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good, man. What are you up to?
Girlfriend just left. We kind of... I don't know. I brought up some shit.
Yeah.
So we had a good day. You know, but not dealing with shit anymore. I'm drinking a beer, and
I think I know what happened. So things.
Hold on. What do you think happened?
All right, I think what happened was you said, "Bitch, I'm not putting up with this bullshit anymore," and she went, "Okay, let me suck your dick," and then she blew you in the kitchen. And that's what happened. Did I nail it?
No. No.
That's not what happened.
So what happened? What happened?
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, she'll... this is public, so I don't like to get my shit out there in public, but basically it was like... You know, me and her trying to work through things, and we were talking, so we had a good day today. And then... I don't know, man. I just kind of like to keep my private life to myself. But no,
see, I knew it. This is what I said to Jeff a second ago. I was like, he doesn't want to come on because he doesn't want his business out in the world. And now
yeah.
It's like, well, now I'm
no,
on your show unexpectedly.
No, I have respect for women, but I wasn't like, no.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, whip my dick out and like, suck this, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not what happened at all.
Where'd you guys go and hang out when you went? Where'd you guys go and hang out when you went to Mystic?
What, during the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to Friar Tuck's. I got a Bloody Mary because I was kind of like, what do you call that? Red dog in it or... Hair of the dog.
Yeah, hair of the dog. Yeah, we were both hungover when we went there.
Yeah, which was hilarious because we both hung out at home Friday night.
Oh, I told him that we had a 3-hour phone conversation. So, you
know. Yeah, so I got a Bloody Mary. He got a summer ale, mozzarella sticks.
Nice.
And I did a shot of Jameson, and then Rapple decided to buy a shot of Jameson to the bartender. But then he gave the shot of Jameson to the wrong bartender.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
that.
Didn't say that. Oh, my God.
I was, I got there for a little while. And then there was like a, what was that thing? It was like a spin wheel or something.
Oh, yeah. So they have this game in the bar. So Rapple had no cash on him, even though Rapple's like, oh, I'm fucking rich. I'll pay for everything. I'm like,
hey, don't tell people I'm rich. I don't want people finding me
But I was like, bro, I got like, I don't have a lot of cash, but cool. So he's like, I want to spin the wheel. And the bartender's like, okay, it's $5.
Yeah.
So Raffles stupid ass fucking spins the wheel, lands on tip your bartender $5.
This is after I already gave the dude $5 too.
Yeah. That tip that spin he did cost me $10.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I looked at the bartender and I just go, motherfucker, give me a shot of Jameson.
Yeah. And he did. He did. He hooked
and
up.
He did. And he's like, no, it's on the house. And I'm like, no, man, don't worry about it. And then I tipped him another $5. So that shot of Jameson cost me $15.
Yeah.
Because the rap was fucking bullshit.
That was pretty funny. But then, then what did we do? We left, and I was telling Jeff that we tried to get backstage at Method Man and Red Man, but Pace won.
Well, yeah, we went, and my girlfriend texted me, so we went to her work. She works right downtown at this like rich people hotel, the Shipwright's Daughter or some bullshit.
Yeah.
We went there. We got Bavarian Pilsner, 2 beers.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was
actually pretty good. But they were closing, so they let us hang out. And then Raffles got this whole thing when he's like, yo, fucking Method Man and Red Man is playing tonight. So, like, let's try to get backstage. And I'm like, yeah, fucking, let's do it.
I just realized I never paid the bill there.
Yes, you did.
I did? Okay. I don't remember paying the bill there. We only had one round of beers.
I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. If you didn't pay, you'd be like, your friend's a scumbag. And probably
yeah. That makes sense.
Like, you're definitely
and you
paid.
wouldn't have your credit card right now.
Right.
Yeah. So we were there, and then we go to Mystic, and we are in Mystic, but we go to where the docks and the green over at the docks are.
Yeah, right by the bridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're hanging out. Me and Rappo kind of got a buzz, so we're talking too much. And then my girlfriend's like, all right, I got to go. I'm going to go to the German club, grab a shot, and do some shit. And I was like, oh, shit, me and Rappo got to go that same way. I don't want to cross the bridge. We'll go have a fucking, like, beer with you over there. She's like, oh, you're not invited.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah, that was a ballsy move on her part, too, because we were like, yeah, we're going to try to go to see Method Man and Red Man, and you're going to come, and we're going to get backstage. I was all cocky about it happening at that point, too.
No, hold on. The story gets better, because I was like, we're not invited, so I walked away mad fucking pissed, and Rappo, like, is talking to, he's talking to her, he's like, oh, I'm going to squash this beef. And I'm like, nope, that was shitty. And then, like, we were having a text war after that. And she's like, oh, should I get dressed and, like, meet you guys at the house? I was like, no, bitch, you're not invited.
He was giving it right back to her, man. He was being ruthless, and he kept just bringing it back, like, the conversation to be like, no, you know what? You're not invited. We're gonna go hang out with famous rappers, and you're not invited.
Kind of sounds like she got a taste of her own medicine.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Funniest part, though, is that we did not end up hanging out with Red Man or Method Man.
No.
We ended up hanging out with her, went to the German club.
Yeah. Yep. We ended up where we weren't invited to.
Yeah. But, like, I was like, you're not the fucking president. Like, the president is my friend. I can go there whenever I want.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, that's a private club. You got to, like, sign in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
I was telling him when I got there, like, I've been, I grew up here, and I'm 38 years old, and I've never been inside this building. I've smoked weed in your parking lot a bunch, but I didn't know anybody. Oh, Jeff.
I don't need her invitation to go there. Just the only reason I didn't go is because I was pissed at what she said.
Yeah.
So, but we ended up did going there, and they let us in. Rappo, like a gentleman, buys everybody a fucking drink as soon as he walks in.
Mm-hmm. That's what you do when you're in a club that you're a guest at. I always thought, anyway. I do that to this this place up in East Hartford that's like a gentleman's club. Like, I don't, I mean, it's not a gentleman's club. There's no titties there, but it's like a dude house in East Hartford. It's filled with booze, and I just go there, and it's like I buy a round, and then I can chill. You know, I don't know. But
so me and Rap are hanging out there, and my girlfriend's like, everybody here is a musician. Mm-hmm. It was just like people our age.
Yeah.
So I drink my beer. And then we come to my house. My girlfriend comes with me. We follow Rapple. Rapple's doing his thing. But he comes to my house. And then Rapple's like, hey, I got like fucking 1.5 grams of mushrooms.
Yeah. It was 3 grams. But yes, I had some magical mushrooms.
And I'm just
I'm singing
like,
this like, oh, people are going to hear this. Yeah, portobello mushrooms
what,
I had.
This is what me and my girlfriend were talking about, because she's like, you motherfucker, like, I walked outside to trip up myself, and then you two followed me, and I'm like, yeah, like, I wanted to make sure you're okay. But then I ate 3 caps to my face, and then drank a shitload of tea, and I was like, all right, I'm starting to trip. And when I trip, I like to go fucking be by myself.
Right.
You know, like, it's a spiritual thing for me.
Yeah, he specifically is like, all right, well, I'm starting to trip really hard now, so I need to be alone. And I was like, what? You're like, nothing personal, nothing personal. I got to do this. And then he, like, went into his room by himself. So then I was hanging out with his girlfriend for, like, an hour. And, yeah, it wasn't hitting me that hard until, like, she was like, all right, go to bed. She, like, told me to go to sleep. And I'm like, all right. I go in the spare room and lay down in this bed, and it was just chaos from there out on out. And then suddenly it was the next morning. It was pretty cool. I'm not going to
complain. Well, that's how you trip, bro. You got to fucking – that's the whole purpose of it. You got to fucking go in there and fucking – but I didn't trip that hard, but she bitched at me. She's like, you left me alone with your friend, and –
did she really? I'm not dangerous or anything. Like, what the fuck? And she had the option.
No. She wasn't implying that. It's just you talk too much, Rapple.
I do? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's cool. I love you. I don't care. But yeah. I was just like, I was laying in bed, and we've been drinking all day, and it was crazy because, like, I just kind of, like, usually hallucinogenics, like, keep you up, and I immediately fell asleep. I was just that tired.
I think you were more in like that.
I think it's much easier to sleep on mushrooms than it is on the truth.
Oh, yeah, because it puts you in a hypnotic state. Hey, Genesis, can you take us off a speaker? Because I'm hearing everything echo back.
Well, here's my thing playing in metal bands that I can't hear anything unless it's on speakerphone, but let me try.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, so he's been on tour everywhere.
Yeah, I can't hear shit.
Yeah, all right. Well, I guess everybody who listens to this gets feedback.
You sound like a tiny little fucking... God.
Wow.
I can't hear you unless you're on speakerphone.
Wait, I'm on speaker too. Am I fucking it up?
No, you're not echoing back like he is. Like every time... Well, I don't know. Maybe you are fucking it up. I don't know. Somebody's fucking it up. Some shit. It only started when Genesis joined the call, though, so, but I'm not blaming anybody. Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's what we want. We want to not give a fuck about
you. Yo, Rapper.
Yo.
Are you going to come see the Biscuits in New Haven?
What's the date for that?
September 24th. In 25th.
September 25th?
Yes.
Maybe. It depends on if I have the kids. I think I checked on that and I have the kids, I'm pretty sure.
God damn it. Yeah. Genesis, you want to go?
I might.
You might get it.
Oh my God. Someone's got an air conditioner. I'm getting echoes. I can't hear right. It's like crazy, but whatever.
You're crazy.
Yeah, no. Yo, I want to go to the German club again. Can you just go there whenever you want?
With me, yes.
All right. Yeah, I want to go there again and without your girlfriend. Is that possible?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it, man. That Jeff, have you drank there? Like, just gone there to drink?
It's been a while since I've been there. Do they have a pool table?
Yes.
No, they don't. All
right, I'm there.
Remember when we were at the Davids and you're playing those guys?
Yeah.
That's their pool league. So, Paul, the skinny fucking... Man, I don't know if I should blow up his spot. I'm not going to. But...
Yeah, don't you know, point out specific strangers on a podcast, I don't think it would work out well, but...
Well, just tell me the situation. Like, what are you talking about?
Some guy who's skinny and his name is Paul plays pool or something,
And Rappel was trying to contact him on Sunday morning. He'll tell you in private.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, there is a pool table there? That's what was... That they was have, under like, all that shit?
Yeah, dude, it was right behind us.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't realize that was a pool table. I just thought it was like a table. I didn't, you know, because there was a bunch of shit on it. You know, it was like wood.
So Sunday they got like a picnic going on. I might cook some food for everybody. And then, I don't know, we could do that Sunday. Hang out over there. Everybody kind of chill.
I got Sunday off. I'm down.
I'm down. All right, cool. We got plans. We're going to go to the German club on Sunday. Fucking dope. Man. I just like it because you can smoke cigarettes at the bar. And I basically missed that era, man. I turned 21 in 2003. So I think smoking in bars is pretty much over by then, right? For the most part.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, I know I've done it because I have the conscious memory of doing it, but at the same time, you know, that's a nice experience to have in 2021, you know what I mean? Just at the bar, puffing them. I don't even smoke, really, but, you know.
So who's all watching your podcast right now, man?
Who? It's not live on the internet. We pre-record it.
Pre-recorded.
Yeah, and then we release it. So,
Rappo, I was... thinking about this today,
yeah,
about how you're like, oh, let's make music, and then I was thinking,
yeah,
let's just make stupid beats like Witch House, Chill Wave, a bunch of shit like that. We can get it done. Just post it on the internet.
Wait, what is Chill Wave? It sounds awesome.
Chill Wave.
Oh.
Yeah, we made a really dope beat on, I can't remember when it was. Was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday because Sunday was a storm.
But
yeah.
Google that shit, Witch House. It's basically like what we were doing by accident. When I was like, oh my God. And like, you're kind of like a more a funky guy. I'm kind of more of like a goth guy.
Yeah, people have always said that. They're like, your beats are like funky. And I'm like, they are? I don't know. It's just what my ear does.
I'm more of a gothy, chill, psychedelic guy. So,
yeah, that can work. I think those two components together could work. Some dark shit with some like funky beats.
Play that shit to Rappel. I don't know if you can do it right now.
I should have hooked my computer up to the soundboard so I could at least play it so the audience has some idea what we're talking about. But yeah, it came out really dope. Like really, really, really dope. Fuck.
Should've played. We did that like in 2 minutes. So we actually focused. And as I said, if I can't put anything into your album, you just put some shit out there and I have the... I have an idea of the demographic to get it to.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Russians.
Yeah, Russian people. Yeah, we got to eat the mushrooms and then the portobellos.
No, don't, man. I like to do my music when I'm fucking like my head's level. And then listen to my music when I'm on mushrooms.
Okay.
Or mushrooms.
That's the move. That's the move.
Hey, I'm going to go fucking jerk off in the woods. You guys fucking do what you do.
I'm gonna go beat off in the forest. Chipmunks.
I like to. This is my favorite thing to do ever since I found my spirit animal. And I'm no disrespect to First Nations people, but I found my spirit animal. So now when I trip, it's either I don't know. Do you guys get like that when you trip on mushrooms? You get really horny.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, absolutely.
It depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. Last time I did it with Raffle, I think it's because we drink all day. I was just kind of like, I'm tired, and I just kind of, and I didn't trip that hard. I was kind of chill trip. I was just kind of like, all right, girlfriend comes into bed with me. I touch her, and she's a gardener, so she turns into a plant in front of, like, and I was like, cool. Like, it was like totally chill, but I was like, all right, babe, I'm tired, and just kind of, you know, chill. But there was this one time, like, I'm into hunting wild mushrooms. That's what I do.
No, you got to be careful with those, bro.
Yeah, well, bro, I'm educated. Like, I found. Okay, so I showed Rapple, it's Laughing Gems. I had like a I think I ate like a fucking grocery bag full of them.
Jesus.
That's when I met my spirit channel. But before that, I was dabbling in it. And I literally ran in the woods. You guys know where I live. It's like forest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I was like running through the woods naked, and I was like, "I'm a big fucking ape. I'm a big ape. I'm a predatory apex fucking predator." I was like, "Ooh, some mint."
You just found
wild mint growing, and
no,
I was like,
shit.
"Ooh, let's chew on that." Tripping balls. I was like, "Yes." I totally lived like my ancestors, my ancestors, like. Million years ago, big ape running through the forest finding mint and finding it delicious.
Oh man, that's awesome.
I
haven't had an experience like that. I mean, I've eaten mushrooms and talked to an alien before and been like,
I've done that
too.
So when I was eating the mint, I came back home and I lingered around the house, but I was kind of like, okay, and then, my favorite thing is, like, right around 5 o'clock in the morning, summertime, there's this bird that comes around and migrates up here. It happens early June when he does this call. And I'm just tripping balls, chewing on mint.
Can you mimic the call?
No, man. Can you mimic Axl Rose? No. No.
Maybe.
Hold on. Let me try. Hold on.
Come on, Boogie. Let's burn this motherfucker down.
That's the bird call?
No. It was like, hold on. Let me try. Hold on. Let me try. Give me a second here.
Oh, it's actually like a whistle.
Yeah.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Something like
wow,
that.
That's actually pretty damn
that
good.
That sounded goddamn convincing out. As far as a bird. Like, if you told me that was a bird, I would have bought it. Hey, I got a recording of a bird. You want to hear it? That would have been it. I would have got it.
I was trying to speak their language, so I sat there listening. And, you know, I'm a polyglot, so I speak languages. So I was like, but they deviate from that national call. So when they're like, they're hanging out, they start. So that means, like, hey, I'm here. Anybody else of my race is here?
Anybody want to get some bird pussy?
Well, no, they're just, it's like early June, late May. So they just came from, I'm picturing they came from South America or Latin America, migrate. So they're saying, like, hey, let's find each other. And then you start hearing response, like, and then the male starts going like crazy in a song, like
doing some like some pickup game, like, come on, baby, my nest is over here.
And it's like, it's only early May, early June, and if you're tripping balls, the sun starts coming up. You're butt naked in the woods. I mean, it comes by your dick.
I forgot, like, the story was that he's naked in the woods.
Comes round circle.
Yeah. And you're like, all right, this is fucking heaven, you know?
The title of this episode is Let's Be Naked in the Woods and Whistle or something.
Yeah, man, that's Big Ape in the Woods.
Big Ape in the Woods, all right.
Yeah, we're fucking apex predators, man. Like, we lost our touch with, like, being who we are. Like, we're apex predators. Like, fucking...
But you think we lost our primal selves?
Yeah, so I went on a... When I went to, like, find my fucking spirit and animal and all that shit, I was like, I'm going to find my most primal self. I'm going to take mushrooms in the woods like my fucking ancestors and go balls deep in this shit. So literally. I got rid of my clothes. I was running through the woods.
This guy fucks. Like, you wouldn't believe.
And I was just like, I remember, like, sneaking around people's, like, fucking suburban neighborhoods, and I was like, oh, okay, I ran up, it's like, okay, it's 5 a.m., this fucking lawyer is going to work now, maybe he shouldn't see me butt naked in his backyard. So I ran into the tree lines, and I'm stalking him like a fucking mountain lion, making sure he doesn't see me. That was dummy. I'd never been arrested for this shit. But hey, man, it's me trying, it's me connecting with my spirit. I wasn't there to, like, fuck with him or anything. It's just me.
Hey, you gotta stay in the shadows in the woods. High in mushrooms in the woods, butt naked.
Yeah. Drunk as fuck, too.
Man.
Jesus. Did you guys ever hear of fucking something called Mad Honey?
No. What's that?
So, and then Paul. There's these bees. They're the largest bees, and they feed on rhododendrons. I think I said that right. I hope.
Rhododendron.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So the pollen they make, it's basically hallucinogenic honey.
Really?
Yeah. So if you take little of it, like, it can be good for your health. It can, like, if you take just the right amount, it can make you trip balls. But if you take too much, it can fucking, like, it can be fatal. So you gotta have somebody that knows the right dosage.
So you'll basically end up on another planet from this honey.
I can't say that because I never took it. Mm-hmm. But I used to make mead.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. Honey mead?
Yeah. I know how to do it. But
some Viking shit.
Well, it's not. The Vikings did drink it, but it's also European. All Europeans
drink it. I was about to say, if Vikings drank it, that's because they, like, fucked a village that made it and then killed everybody and then drank what was left. You know?
No, you're wrong.
I don't think it was in their culture to make mead. Vikings didn't it make was. It. It was? All right. Well,
yeah. All right.
I backed down for that pretty quick.
It was like an easy booze to make in Europe. The Middle East introduced beer to Europe.
Yeah.
Middle East also introduced like tar alcohol. They invented distilling. The Arabians did, which is hilarious because Muslims don't drink booze. But the early times... The early Muslims, they were, like, very into science and shit, you know, so it was like a form of alchemy for them. And then what did we do with their knowledge? Let's get wasted.
Yeah.
Wasted.
But I was speaking, like, 2,000 years ago, or even 1,000. But weed is really easy to make. Oh. Maybe next podcast we'll fucking make a mead and I'll show you. It's like,
and drink it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yo, what? I think it takes like a few weeks to like brew it, right?
Yeah, we'll just leave the mic on near Genesis front door.
You're fucking cut. You guys edit it, man. Come on. Like,
yeah, like piecemeal. Like, hey, this is Tuesday, September, whatever, and he just poured honey and some shit. And now it.
Well, you mix water and honey, and then you add whatever you want to do, whatever, you know. So it takes 30 days, and then you can drink it after 30 days fermenting.
It's better if you wait longer.
Yeah, it's stronger if you wait longer, right? If you would like, because I made beer once, and it said on the package, for stronger beer, wait. You know,
I only yeah. Once, so though. You can chill on it, and the more you chill on it, especially with honey wine, the better the flavors is. I made a bunch of batches that came out really good. That even after 30 days, I was like, all right, I'm gonna drink a couple bottles of this because they usually do like 8 gallons at a time.
Yeah.
So I can afford, like,
God,
you know.
Damn, 8 gallons of booze in one shot, basically? You just got to let a month go by and you got all that booze?
I mean, yep. That sounds pretty standard.
No yes. Shit.
And yep. It's like, so you have this thing that you can measure your alcohol content. And I just did an experiment. And I used this, like, champagne yeast that was like super strong, and they're like, oh, it's usually like 19% and above. Usually wine's around 11.
Yeah, 11, so, 12, 13. Yeah.
Yeah. So it came out like it was like at 23, and I was like, holy fuck. And I tried it, and it was like, it didn't taste like shit. It was good. And like, if I was like, all right, cool, it fucked me up. But anyways, those 8 gallons were gone, not by myself. They were gone quick.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, holy fuck. But it gave you like...
You know, 8 gallons sounds like a lot, but it's really not that much, is it? Or is it a lot?
It is a lot.
All right. Well, for one person, it's a lot.
Yeah, I know. Like, no human should drink 8 gallons of booze to their face, but yeah.
No, I didn't. It was, oh man, I was.
How many gallons are in a keg?
Like
a half barrel is what?
50, maybe?
Really?
50. I don't know. You look it up.
Well, it's compressed.
Yeah.
You don't have your. I'll look at shit up right now.
Yeah, I don't have my shit on. If I look up the wrong thing.
8 gallons is nowhere near close to.
How many gallons in a full kit?
I want to say 120 or 100. Whoa. There's 15 gallons in a full keg?
15.5 gallons in a full-size keg.
Okay, so when I brew my mead, I'm making pretty close to a half keg.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. So there's one time I brewed a half keg of fucking mead.
Half keg of mead.
Yeah. Which is 11%. Beer's only like 5 to 10 at most.
I've never had mead.
Oh wait, hold on. Half barrel is 15.5 kegs.
Yeah, I was about to say that's
quarter
that sounds like a
quarter
half.
Barrel is 7.75. So
yeah, so I did a heavy quarter barrel.
Yep.
So nice. For every gallon you want to make of mead, you usually want like 3 pounds of honey.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? It's expensive, but it pays off in the end. You know?
I mean, you gotta use the local honey.
I'm sorry, Chimera. I missed you. What you said?
Local honey.
Actually, yes, I did. I did use it. I still have 3 pounds left. Let's see what who did I use? Because that's what I Morel Apiaries Wildflower Honey. So I still have 3 gallons left. We can make a fucking gallon of mead. Tomorrow, if you guys
let's
want to
fucking do it.
I'm down. I want to fucking do it.
Teach people how to do it.
Just, or you know what we could do tomorrow? We could just go to the package store and then just get really hammered.
Well, me from the package store is fucking...
not good?
It's overpriced. It costs way more than honey. And a lot of it's not that good.
Let's start a business, Genesis. Let's call it, like, the Genesis Mead something and fucking market it and start slinging it all over Connecticut and shit. What do you think?
I thought about that, but I wouldn't call it what you called it.
I know. It was a fucking really bad name. But we just hit the hour, so this is the Brash Show. And we just introduced Genesis to a whole new group of human beings on this planet. This is your host, Brash. Check out brashhiphop.com. Go to the chimichanga.com. The big chimichanga.com if you want to see a picture of Chimmy naked. All right. That's the show.